Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Elon Musk Pod. My name is Will Wald, and I'm your host. And today's episode is going to be about Tesla, the Model Y, an amazing, amazing vehicle. But it's not about the actual vehicle so much as Bob Lutz. And if you don't know who Bob Lutz is, he's a former GM guy. He called the Model Y terminally ugly. Now, if you're like me, which you probably are because you're listening to an Elon Musk podcast, you think that most, SpaceX, Tesla cars are beautiful. They're amazing looking. They're sleek. They're beautiful. But this guy, Bob Lutz, he is a former GM boss. He's one of the most authoritative voices in the auto industry. And he was in charge of all the big three car makers, Ford, GM, and Chrysler at one point. And he said on the American show Auto Line After Hours, the Model Y is terminally ugly. I don't know who is going to buy that with another one of these humpback things like the Model X. Wow. Okay, Bob. There are a lot of people that love Teslas. Love them. Love them, love them. And he goes on and says, Tesla is doing great because the Model 3, the sales are booming. And he likes that stuff. Okay, so it's not all bad, right? Not all bad. He's up for some good stuff, some bad stuff. He said, the fact is, there is still a lot of unsubstantiated hype. I don't think they're going to do that sports car anytime soon. They certainly aren't going to do the electric semi-trailer. And if they did, it'd be extremely foolish, as that whole market isn't enough to make a difference. Okay. So this is where Bob, let's call him Bobby. Bobby Lutz. Little Bobby here. I'm not going to talk down to you, Bob. But you don't know what the hell you're talking about. There's a market for these cars. People have been saying there's not a market for Teslas since before Teslas were Teslas. And now you're trying to say that the electric semi-trailer, there's no market for it. You're short-sighted. And you're old. Go back to where you came from. Because we're moving forward with electric vehicles, with or without you. Now, that being said, my friends, it's true, the semis aren't going to be a big boom for Tesla. The reason why they're making semis is to change the world, right? They make electric semis to get us off fossil fuels. They make electric semis so we can automate the process of transportation. We automate transportation of goods. There's no human involved. Of course, yes, it does possibly take away a job, but that's happened before. What happened when all of the horse and buggy drivers saw that cars were becoming a thing, automobiles were becoming a thing? They all lost their jobs. They were fine. Humanity goes on. Live a little bit, buddy. Think outside of your little, well, your large, I should say, traditional automotive box and move into the future, Brosif, because even though I'm being kind of combatant here, I believe he's being very short-sighted about the Model Y, and he's also being very short-sighted about the semi. But the truth is, and we all know this, the Model S, success, Model 3, success, Model X, it's an okay success. You know, it's not as good as the Model 3 or the Model S as far as sales figures goes. But, dude, these are the first couple cars they've made, you know? So you got to figure out what works and what doesn't, what people want and what they don't. And that's why this GM guy, he says the Model Y isn't going to work because it has a humpback. You know what? Everyone has their own opinions, right? And this guy can have his own opinions all he wants. And I'm sure he has enough money to back it up because he was the boss man for a bunch of different companies. He's made his millions. He doesn't care anymore. But I think the Model Y, it's not that bad. If you've looked at a render of the Model Y, it doesn't look weird. Like, I don't know what this guy's talking about. It's not a weird looking car. It's a good looking vehicle. And it's not just about the looks with the Tesla either. It's what you get on the inside, which, you know, granted, you probably don't get that in your Ford Taurus because, well, we all know that Ford Tauruses, what happened to those? I used to have one. I used to have a Taurus and I used to take it on snowboarding adventures up into the mountains. I'm going to tell you what, that car was great. I'm not going to dig on a Ford Taurus any day of the week. That thing was awesome. And it even performed with, well, I was a teenager, so I was stupid, bald tires in the middle of winter in upstate New York near Buffalo. So that vehicle was great. So I'm not going to knock it, but it doesn't look, you know, like a Model Y. Getting a little bit off subject here, but the Model Y is a beautiful vehicle. The Ford Taurus, not so much. You know, Bob, keep it to yourself. But this is also fuel to the fire for everybody who's going to be like, nah, sorry, dude, we're going to buy that thing anyway. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you say, because we're here to stay and people with EVs are the future. So my friends, I want to say thank you for checking out the podcast today. And thank you for sticking with me while I've been sick. You can still hear it in my voice. I still have a crazy head cold going on. So thank you so much for all of your support. You can tweet me at Space News Pod. You can check out my other podcast, Space News Pod, which is all about space and SpaceX and NASA and ESA and the solar system, the universe, the galaxy. Check that out. It's really fun. It's about the same thing, about 8 to 10 minutes every day. I do it every single day. And I do this show every single day. So if you like it, make sure to hit that subscribe button. And also, if you want to support the show even more, go to wherever you get your podcasts and leave a good review for us. So that will really help us. Well, me, I do this all alone. It'll help me continue to do this. So thanks so much. Got sponsor links in the show notes. Check those out too. And thanks for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Elon Musk Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.